That's great. That's great. Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in today. We're going to talk about the Sisney Community Center. I've been calling it the Convention Center all morning long because, I'm kind of silly. But it's the Sisney Community Center where there's a fundraiser coming up, and I've got the folks across the way going to talk about it. Welcome to the show, Eber Pennington. How you doing, Eber?
All right.
Appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. Welcome to the show, Rob, and thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. I'm glad to have you in here because tell me about the community center and what is going on there this weekend.
Well, I can talk a little bit about the community center. We have a board of folks that try to keep things going, and it's been around for quite a while. We've been able to do some updates recently. We've had a few fundraisers in the past, a lot of community support.
Yeah.
Still some work that needs to be done.
Sure.
So we like to feed people.
Well, you see, now that's great.
Yeah, we like to feed people. We've been talking about doing ham and beans for a couple of years now. And got some folks that volunteered to cook up some ham and beans for us. So we hope to raise a little bit more money, finish some updates, finish some electrical work.
Where in the Sisney is it located? I got to tell you, I mean, I've been to the reunion years and years and years, and I just never even look around for the community center. I feel bad about that.
Well, it's located right behind Citgo, our only gas station in Sisney.
See, now that's why I miss it, because I know I go to Southern Lumber up there, and it'd be on the square. It's away from it, and I go to the Key Market and all those kind of things. And so it's all basically just off of Route 45 then.
Right. It's nestled between the gas station and the funeral home.
Okay.
And that is one thing we do offer also, any funeral dinners that happen, we provide the facility free of charge for that. It's just a great place for folks in the community to get together.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, it is the convention center. That's where we hold most of our conventions. Yeah.
Get the folks coming in. You get the convention hall filled up.
Absolutely.
See, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. When is the dinner?
It is this Saturday.
This Saturday. What time?
Well, I believe Eber and crew will be out very early.
Let me ask Eber then, since you appear to be backing up. She's wanting to leave this to you, Eber. Tell me what is the plan tomorrow for somebody if I'm hungry for ham and beans? What do I want to do?
The plan is to come as early as you can. I think we've got a special ingredient. We're going to put just a small amount of horse tranquilizer in the beans and get everybody in a relaxed mood.
That would do it.
If they come early and want to watch the big kettles cooking the beans, that's fine. I think we'll have hot chocolate.
You're doing a primitive style on ham and beans, aren't you?
We're very primitive in Sisney.
Not true. Tell me, what made you think to want to do it over the open fire, basically, right? With how big are your kettles?
20-gallon. We're going to have 2 20-gallon cast iron kettles.
Okay.
We made a trial run 2 weeks ago to make sure we knew what we was doing.
Yeah.
And they turned out great, and hopefully everybody will have more than one bowl full.
Well, you see, now that's the fun thing. 20 gallons apiece. I'm trying to think how much ingredients do you have going in? Do you have like 7,000 pounds of ham, or what do we have going in?
Almost. We're going to cook one bean at a time. We're actually cooking 30 pound of beans, and for every bite of bean, I promise you'll have a bite of ham.
Well, see, now that's wonderful. That's half the battle, making sure that you have enough ham in there. Tell me, are you going to be doing the cornbread over the open fire too? You're going to be cooking that and bringing it over?
No, the ladies are going to do that in the oven.
Okay. I got to thinking about doing a primitive style. Are you in charge of the cornbread, Robin?
I am not, but I will be making some.
You're not in charge of it. No, I am not. Helping.
We have a lot of help when we do something like this. In the past, we've always had the ladies from the Eastern Star that provide us desserts. We're not doing dessert this time. We're just doing ham and beans and cornbread.
And onions.
For those that think they need them.
Apparently, you don't like onions in your ham and beans.
I don't.
Well, I'm with you there. It's the way you have ketchup on it, or some people put ketchup in there.
I'm a mustard girl.
Some put mustard.
I'm a mustard girl.
You put mustard in your ham and beans. See, now that's a new one on me. I never have heard of somebody putting mustard on their ham and beans and
cottage cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now that to me seems like a nightmare. I don't know, but
I've heard good things.
Eber, what do you do with your ham and beans?
I just eat them. Seasoning, salt, and pepper mainly. Yeah. A lot of ham, ham hocks, a lot of rind and fat, which we skim off.
Well, you want to make it. That's the thing, Eber. You're trying to make it healthy.
Yes, definitely.
The healthiest ham and beans that anybody's going to find. Absolutely right. Okay, now, if you're making the cornbread, are you making it in muffin style or you're going to make it in big pans? I guess with this kind of crowd, it has to be a pans, doesn't it?
Yep, big pans.
How big a crowd are you expecting with that kind of quantity? That's a pretty good number of food there.
Yeah, this is the first time we've done the ham and beans, so we're really not sure. Uh-huh. Hoping next year it'll be a bigger crowd than this year. We usually run close to 200 when we do our pork chop dinners.
Yeah.
So, we're hoping for a good turnout. When we did our trial run a couple of weeks ago, I got to tell you, it was so good.
Okay, now, who all got to test the trial run? Just the cooks, or did you give anybody, the potential customers, a whetting of their appetite?
We put it out there on Facebook. We had it at the compound, the block compound, and we had about maybe 30 to 40 people show up and partake.
Oh, really?
And everybody, except one person that didn't like ham and beans, but everybody, everybody had more than one bowl.
There's always that.
There's
though.
Always that guy.
You always got that guy. I think somebody was trying to call. If somebody was trying to call in, you guys don't have only Eber has a headset. I don't know if they. Lynn says they're trying to call in. If you were trying to call in and talk to Robin and or Eber, try it again here. We'll take the next call, and I think Robin's going to listen in if we get the call. So, but hold on a second. They haven't called yet. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to or not. But yeah, I got to tell you, Eber, have you been making ham and beans over the open pit, open fire for a while, or what made you decide to do it primitively?
We went to a auction a while back and bought a kettle. Robin had one, so we bought another one that was, it had laid out for 20 years, rusted up.
Oh, really?
We got online and saw some ways to dress it up.
Yeah.
Which included a kettle full of vinegar, which we let set for 4 days.
We got the caller back. Let's see if they're looking for Robin or Eber. Good morning. You're calling for Robin or Eber?
I actually wanted to tell you that Eber and Robin had a dry run on that bean dinner up at Robin's house here a while back, and I was invited. And I'm going to tell you, that's some of the best beans I've ever ate in my life.
Really? I think they'd love to hear that. That's so you're going to be coming on tomorrow night to get some more ham and beans then, huh?
Oh, yeah. I will definitely be there to get some. I think I might get some to take home with me.
That's good thinking. Now, there's a good point, Robin. Thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it. That's a good point, Robin. You going to have takeout to go tomorrow night, or how's that going to work?
Absolutely. We'll have carry out. We're also going to have a drive-up in the alley behind the community center. And I will have Alvin's $20 waiting when he gets there tomorrow.
You recognize him. Okay.
But, yeah, we'll have carry out. We'll have drive-through, because we're hoping folks will take some home. I gotta agree with Alvin. It was some of the best I've ever had.
40 gallons is a 40 gallons is a lot of food.
That's a lot of beans.
That's a lot of beans. I mean, it's
we
not,
need help.
You're working your way up to Bean Days level with that. but Bean Days is free, and tomorrow's a fundraiser.
Yes,
and tomorrow's a fundraiser,
and it's by donation.
Strictly donation.
Donation only. Is that right? Okay. Tomorrow's a fundraiser for the Sisney Community Center. What all repairs you got going there, Eber? That what's the most pressing that we're trying to pay for?
Electrical updates.
Is that right?
It's dated. They need quite a bit of electrical work done, and trying to get a cement pad run for outside. We do a pork chop dinner in the
spring.
Well,
you know, and that thing, if other folks are going to be borrowing or renting the building, that'd be a great facility for them, too, to do their own grilling and that kind of thing.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, it's a ham and bean dinner tomorrow at the community center, right?
Yes.
Is that where the burning's going to take place? At the community center in Cisney. It starts at, you're going to have to give me a time here, Eber.
Start eating at 4 officially.
Okay, eating at 4 officially. But if folks want to come in and start throwing money at you, you'll take it early.
Yeah, come by and stop and we'll lie to you a little bit.
Well, guys, I really appreciate you coming in today. Thank you so much. I've got to run, get out of here. But thank you so much for coming in today, and I hope it's very tremendously successful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's Robin Block and Eber Pennington. They've from the Cisney Community Center. Stop by up there. Get you a ham and bean dinner. It's just going to be outstanding. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. I've got a recording of an older show coming on for the rest of the hour. It's entertaining. It's me and Greg McDonald. You'll have a good time. Thanks for listening again, folks. Have a great weekend.
The Osgood File. Sponsored in part by Barbasol, proud to partner with the Movember Foundation to help improve awareness of men's health issues. Learn more about Movember at Barbasol.com. This is Charles Osgood. About a year ago, many Americans were deeply concerned that a terrible disease was killing thousands of people.